again for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to discuss? You want to talk about last night's Monday night games? There were two. Anything else? You want advice? Anything at all? Please, 766-9370. The floor is yours and ours. I've got a great deal again today.
Well, go figure.
And I have to start out by thanking Dana for this deal, because last night I finished Narcos.
Woo!
All three seasons, 30-some-odd episodes, done. And let me start this deal off by saying I have a love-hate relationship with Netflix. I love them because the content's good, but I hate them because now I have to wait one whole calendar year to get season four of Narcos.
Yeah.
It's awful. But Dana said this. Do you remember what you told me when you told me about Narcos?
I said you would probably hate it because it has subtitles.
Yeah. Well, she said, I think you'd love the show, but I think you'll probably hate it because it has subtitles. Mm-hmm. And I'm very American when it comes to my television programming or anything I watch in a movie theater. I hate subtitles. If I'm going to watch movies, I want to watch a movie. If I'm going to listen to music, I'm going to listen to music. If I'm going to read, I'm going to read. I don't need my reading combined with my movie watching. But I got roped into Narcos, and again, Netflix, out of the park.
Yep.
They just know something about how to get you sucked in and how to make movies. It's incredible. And I don't want to spoil this.
Yes.
But, Dana, do you know what happens at the end of Titanic?
Yes.
Okay. The boat sinks. Spoiler alert. Ship
spoiler.
Goes down. People die. Same thing. Pablo
Ooh.
Escobar dies.
I was going to say, how could you spoil Narcos? The story, everyone knows it.
No, they don't. That's why I gave you that part right there, because they don't know the story.
He doesn't die?
No, he does die.
Yeah.
He doesn't get captured and lose all of his money in his compound?
No, he doesn't lose all his money. He gets captured, he gets killed, but that's only one part of Narcos. It's not about Pablo Escobar solely. It's about everything, and they're going to get into, what's his name? Who was the guy that was just caught hiding a couple years ago?
Don't say his name out loud.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't remember.
Not Gaucho, what's his name?
I'm not going to say it out loud.
Say it.
The guy's in America right now. He could be close to where we are. If he hears you, he will cut you.
He's not still on the loose.
I think he is.
No, what's his name?
The guy that can't be contained?
He's captured now.
The hole digger?
What is his name? If you don't know his name, say I don't remember his name. Don't play games with me. What's his name?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, don't say that. What the hell's his name? The guy.
Obviously, I don't remember his name.
Gosh damn!
I want to say El Chapo, but I know
that's what it is.
Oh,
it's El Chapo.
Okay.
It's El Chapo.
I can't believe you're the one who said it out loud.
Yeah, that's what I named my bike.
Yeah, El Chapo. So El Chapo is what it's going to go into coming into season 4 and 5, which they've announced. We just have to wait. So I don't want to give anything away. But Pablo Escobar does die. Okay, and that's the true part of it. It's very, very closely based to all the Colombian drug, American smuggling, cocaine stuff that went on in the late 70s all the way through the mid-90s. And I just want to say this. This is my deal. I don't know what it is, but Pablo Escobar is hip right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Is it because of Narcos?
Possibly. I mean, a lot of people have watched Narcos, and I mean, a lot of us didn't know anything about Pablo Escobar until we watched that, so.
See, and that's what I think is amazing about this, because I'm 45, Joe's 42, you're 28.
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up, back when all this was going on, we saw him on TV, we heard the name Pablo Escobar, we knew about Colombia being crooked, but we were out partying, we're running around, we're doing our stuff, so this guy was always on the news. We never got the full story.
Mm-hmm.
So for people our age, it was always in the background. It was always in the papers, but we never read it. So to revisit this story, you know, some 30 years later or so, it's cool. And I think that's why people are into it. Young people like you, Dana, mm-hmm. you don't know the story. It's just a good, compelling piece of content. But everybody's going toward it. So Javier Bardem, Penelope Cruz, they're working on a new movie. It's called Loving Pablo. Mm-hmm. Coming out at the end of this month. Tom Cruise, I just saw the trailer last night. He's got a movie called American Made. And American Made is the story of Barry Seal, who I believe would be Lion, the guy Lion in Narcos.
The blonde guy, right?
Well, he was kind of the hipster blonde guy that ran the Miami.
The DEA guy, right?
No. Oh. Barry Seal is a smuggler.
Is a
plane operator.
Yes.
Okay? So that's what this true story is about with Tom Cruise, and this comes out September 29th. And it's got a Pablo Escobar character. It's about the whole thing. So there's a lot of Colombian drug lord content going around. And I just wonder, is it because of Narcos?
Probably.
I don't know. But it's pretty damn exciting. They did a great job with it. And I have one more deal. One more question. Why is Netflix better
than
TV?
Oh, man. I don't have to wait for things. I mean, I have to wait like a year. I mean, I've been waiting a year for Stranger Things, too. So you have to wait for things, but you get an entire season all at once, and you can watch it whenever you want, wherever you want.
You can even skip the intro.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I've never seen anything so amazing. You can skip the freaking theme song.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's just the instant gratification aspect of it. I mean, that's what the whole millennial generation's about, right? So,
it is true. So, Joe, why do you think Netflix, if in fact you do think Netflix is better?
I only think it for a TV show. For movies, it sucks.
You don't like it for movies?
No. That's why the whole reason I got that black box is because Netflix, movie-wise, is terrible.
Well, okay, let me rephrase the question. Netflix original programming.
Oh, I love it.
That's the only thing it's good for.
It's incredible.
And all it is it's the only thing about Netflix, it's just in its own cable channel. That's all it is.
Well, it is, but they've taken it a step further, even beyond movie making. And I thought about this as I drove in, because I think it's good. There's no constraint. There's no platform. Like, if you're going to watch a 1 hour, I don't know, Law and Order, or if you're going to watch a sitcom, mm-hmm. they have to keep everything self-contained. They have to tell a quick story, so they have to chop a lot of it out. What Netflix does with these two that I've seen, Narcos and Ozark, it puts you there. It's real life. They have time to let it breathe mm-hmm. and tell the story. And they suck you in, not to one character, not to two, but the entire story. And everything is so freaking suspenseful, because it's as if you're in the damn jungle with the gorillas mm-hmm. or you're in the plane or you're in the Ozarks with Bateman. They have an ability, because there's no time restraints, to tell a different, longer, real story.
Yeah.
And they've got this down. I mean, Pat, it is a good, good platform.
Have you ever watched shows on HBO or
yes.
Showtime? It's the same thing.
Just Sopranos.
It's exactly the same thing, because there's no commercials.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to cut for commercials. You can be dirty. You can show nudity. You can curse. You can show blood, guts, and gore. It's just like a movie channel that you have to pay for. Programming. That's
but
all
the
it
difference is Netflix, for just the streaming content, is $8, whereas HBO, you
right.
pay a lot more for that.
It's a lot cheaper, and it's just cutting commercials out and being able to say, do, and show whatever you want creates
it's
an
awesome.
Entire program.
And I agree with the HBO, but I've never been, even Sopranos. Sopranos, I mean, I watched it, I got into it, but
it started off on a regular cable channel.
Sopranos did?
Yeah, and then it went to HBO.
Oh, kind of like, what's that serial killer that started on CBS?
The Making of a Serial Killer? You
no,
know
no,
Dexter?
No. Dexter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dexter started on CBS and it went to HBO. But there's something that Netflix is doing. It's better storytelling and it's more realistic. And here's why I think that they're better than HBO or the other people. There's no timeline. They have an enormous amount of time season to season, because they release all 10 at once. So I don't think the writers are trying to fill holes or come up with content, because as soon as a show gets big, people want more. And I think what happens is the people want more, and they have to write someone dying. They have to write someone getting, you know, taking over the police force. They have to kind of manipulate the content to make the show that people want. Netflix goes into this with a story. Like
yeah.
it or not.
Bigger picture.
Yeah. It's done. This is what we're giving you. We're not going to change the writing based on popularity. Here is our great story. Yeah. Now watch it.
That's only their original programming.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not talking about the service of movies and all the other crap.
Because if you want to watch like a show like Walking Dead mm-hmm. or Vikings, Netflix sucks. Because you can't get the you have to pair it with like a Hulu. Or something like that. You've got to pair it with something else.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know about all that. That I've never done.
Because you can't see the current season.
Yeah.
Netflix is always
they
a
hold
year
it.
Behind.
I yeah. got you. They hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a season behind, I guess you could say.
So, Narcos, it has me sucked in. I want to move to Colombia. I want to restart the drug smuggling trade. I want to hang out with guys like I'm trying to think of some of the names. There's so many of them. It was so freaking good, and I know people have watched this and have been done with it for a long time. But I think season 3 just came out.
Yeah, it did. Very, very recently.
Yeah, it was pretty recently. So now we have to wait a freaking year.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't. So I'm going to start smuggling cocaine in the meantime. I'm going to buy a small plane. I'm going to go down to a jungle, and I'm going to start a lab, and I'm going to start smuggling cocaine, not because I want people addicted or I want money, but I need narcos in my life.
You just miss Pablo.
When Pablo died, here's the thing. When Pablo died, I watched 2 episodes, and I'm like, this show sucks. I'm done. Because Pablo was such a big part of that
character.
He's
got charisma.
Yeah, he really does. And it takes you a while to get into the Cali cartel portion.
Have they introduced Griselda Blanco, the Iron Lady?
She has not been in yet.
Mama?
She might come back next season, but I think they're going to pick up with El Chapo.
Why do they bring that woman into it?
She was evil. Yeah, she's a real deal, too. But what they do is they just peck off each other cartel. Mm-hmm. So once one gets big, one has to fall, and the lower cartel knows, and it keeps going. And they use real footage. It's awesome. It's good. So that's my deal. I have to start smuggling cocaine if Netflix isn't going to hurry up and get out season 4. So
this is what you'll notice about Doggy, Dana, is he gets on to what's hot and cool and hip, but like 4.5 to 5 years after everyone else does.
Yeah, but that's the beauty with Netflix. You have to, because if you get into it season 1, like, I'm a trendsetter with Ozark. Now I'm screwed because I have to wait.
You're not a trendsetter with Ozark.
Yes, I jumped on that right off the bat. People were thanking me for the recommendation. I saw it on TV. I went home and watched it. Now I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to wait one whole year for Jason Bateman to figure out his.
I've got more programs for you.
It comes December of 18.
December?
Of 2018.
I thought they released September.
No, over a year you got to wait.
Yeah, that's too long. So I have to start laundering money now, too, is what you're saying. Wow. 766-9370, anything at all you want to talk about. Here's Jay Giles' band on the river.